Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The veneration of the Virgin Mary under the title Maria Rosa Mystica, or Mystical Rose, dates back to the first centuries of Christianity. A beautiful example of this can be found in a 6th century liturgical hymn dedicated to the Mother of God, the Akathistos, in which it is sung, "Mary, you, mystical rose, from which Christ came out as a miraculous perfume." Starting in the 16th century, this title appears in the Litany of Loreto, or Litaniae Laurentanae in Latin, which are a series of invocations to Mary, of titles of honor that the Holy Fathers of the Church have given her, with which we honor her and invoke her powerful intercession. Since 1738, in the Diocese of Speyer in Germany, in the Rosenberg Shrine, the miraculous image of the mystical rose is venerated, which on the pedestal that supports it, three roses are painted, one white, one red, and one gold. And in the luminous halo that surrounds it, 13 golden roses stand out on both the right and the left. Chiarina Gilli spent several years in Brescia as an assistant in a convent of religious by order of the diocesan bishop Monsignor Giacinto Tradici and the Franciscan Giustino. He was from then on her spiritual director. The second stage of the wonderful apparitions of Maria Rosa Mystica began in 1966 in Fontanelli, a field in Montechiari where there is a water source hidden in a grotto and an old stone step with about 10 steps gives access to the cave. In February, while Pierina prayed in her room before an altar of the Virgin, she had the privilege of seeing her again. The Mother of God gave her new courage, filled her with consolation and joy, and promised her an apparition at Fontanelli on Sunday, April 17, 1966. The Bishop of Brescia was informed of the announced apparition of the Virgin Mary, and he ordered Pierina Gilli to keep absolute secrecy on the matter. The first apparition at Fontanelli happened on April 17, 1966. Pierina prayed the rosary while walking along the path, a short distance from the grotto. At about noon, after the Angelus, the Mother of God appeared and said, "My divine Son Jesus, with all love, sent me to give a miraculous healing power to this source of water. As a sign of penance and purification, kiss on your knees the upper step. Now go down a little more, always on your knees, and kiss the step again." Pierina Gilli descended backwards and kneeling, and the Virgin Mary followed her. Her immaculate bare feet were perfectly visible as they perched on her steps. Then our Mother the Virgin Mary for the third time commanded Pierina Gilli, "Kiss the steps and raise a cross here," and she pointed with her left hand to the precise point where it should be placed. "First of all, may the sick and all my children ask forgiveness from my divine Son. Then kiss the cross with much love, and then draw water from the fountain and drink." The Heavenly Lady approached the fountain and commanded Pierina, "Take mud in your hands and then wash yourself. This should show you how sin is mud and dirt in the hearts of my children. But if they do bathe with the water of grace, souls are purified and once again worthy of God's friendship." Our Mother the Virgin Mary bowed, touched the fountain with her hands in two places, and continued, "It is necessary that all my children be made aware of the wishes of my Son Jesus, communicated in 1947, and the messages I gave in the Church of Montechiari. I wish the sick and all my children to come to this miraculous source. Your mission is in this place, in the midst of the sick and those who need your help." The Virgin began to rise upwards and she majestically opened her arms, at whose impulse she unfolded and spread her mantle that occupied an immense space. Sheltered by the mantle, to the right, appeared the Church of Montechiari and the fortress or castle of Maria. The Mother of God repeated, "I want the sick and all my children to come here to the source of grace." Her wonderful smile was the signature of her words as she continued to rise until she was lost in the sky. The apparition of the Castle of Maria under the mantle of Our Lady has a reason of why it was there. When the castle was put up for sale, wealthy people wanted to buy it to make it a highly recommended nightclub. Monsignor Rossi, parish priest of Montechiari, decided to prevent it at all costs and incessantly asked the help of Maria Rosa Mystica. The idea then arose to buy it for charitable purposes. He went to Monsignor Luigi, an apostle of charity who had already founded several asylums for the sick and the elderly in Italy. He bought the castle and made it a home for priests, the elderly, and the sick. A chapel was established there, and spiritual retreats are given on certain occasions. Monsignor Francisco Rossi affirms, "All this is for me a very great and visible miracle of Maria Rosa Mystica. The old fortress of Mary that was on the verge of becoming a place of sin is today a place of prayer, reparation, and charity." The buildings that appeared on the left side, sheltered by the mantle of Mary, were the prophetic vision of many buildings that the faith and charity of the people have built around the miraculous spring. The second apparition at Fontanelli took place on May 13th of 1966. The Virgin Mary chose the anniversary of the apparitions in Fatima to demonstrate again to Pierina Gilli. It happened next to the fountain at 11:40 a.m. About 20 people had gathered in the place. The Mother of God said, "The news of me coming here to the source must be known and spread everywhere." Pierina asked, "How can I do it if they don't believe me and I am prevented from acting?" Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, replied, "Here is your mission as I demanded it." And Pierina said, "O beloved Mother of God, without a miracle of yours to prove my words, the ecclesiastical authorities will not lend me faith. I ask you to perform a miracle." Without responding to the request, the Virgin Mary smiled maternally and continued, "My divine Son is all love, but the world is going towards ruin. I have once again achieved mercy, and I come to Monte Chiari to pour the graces of his love. But to save humanity, prayer, sacrifice, and penance are needed." Then our Mother, the Virgin Mary, pointed to the fountain to the right and said, "I want a comfortable bath to be built here, supplied by this water, where the sick can be submerged." And pointing to the left, our Mother, the Virgin Mary, said, "This other part of the fountain, it must be reserved for drinking." Pierina Gilli asked the Virgin Mary the name that the fountain should bear, and Maria Rosa Mystica replied, "Let it be called the Fountain of Grace." On May 19, 1970, the Virgin Mary, under the title of Maria Rosa Mystica, asked Pierina Gilli, "Have a medal struck according to this model. On one side, Maria Rosa Mystica, and on the other side, Maria, Mother of the Church. I have been sent by the Lord, who chose Monte Chiari, to bring the gift of his love, the gift of the source of grace, and the gift of the medal of my maternal love. I will intervene in the spreading of the medal, a garment of universal charity. My children will carry me everywhere on their hearts, and I promise them my maternal protection, full of graces, at this time in which they want to destroy the veneration that is given to me. This medal is the sign that my children are always with me, that I am the Mother of the Lord and Mother of humanity. This is the triumph of the universal love. The blessing of the Lord and my protection will always be with those who turn to me." Pierina Gilli dies on January 12, 1991 in Brescia, Italy. At present, perhaps the most extraordinary and outstanding phenomenon associated with the images of Maria Rosa Mystica is the appearance of glitter. These remind us of the promise that our Mother, the Virgin Mary, made to Pierina Gilli about her images. "Wherever I stop through these images, I carry with me the graces of the Lord and the love of this maternal heart." About the revelation of the meaning of the colors of the glitters, our Holy Mother said, "In these times when men feel satisfied and far from what guides and maintains them, which is my Son, the Lord, I want to show you in the most humble way the messages that I want to deliver to them and show them the meaning of the glitters. It is my heart that announces the protection that I exercise over the children of light, those who have been bought by the blood of my Son. For this reason, prayer, sacrifice, reconciliation, and penance are the weapons with which they will fight in the great battles against Satan. I want to announce the meaning of the colors of my glitters. The glitter of the color silver. In them, I show you the magnanimity of my heart. Ask me whatever you want. The glitter of the color gold. In them, I announce that I lean towards the weak, I am going to heal something spiritual, physical, psychological, or moral. The glitter of the color blue. I want to announce my closeness to you. I am with you. I am present. The glitter of the color green. They are a song for you to open up to hope. I will act in God's favor. Wait on God. The glitter of the color red. In times of trials, offer me a sacrifice. Remember, I love you. The glitter of transparent color. The path of humility is the path that leads to liberation. Be humble and simple. In those attitudes, my heart expresses itself. The glitter of the color aquamarine or litmus paper color. It is the way. No matter how tortuous it may be, I want to announce to you that on that path, I will be with you. To my children who have been graced with my gifts, sprouted from the love that my Son has for them, and who are the most loving manifestation of the Father, who loves everyone and shelters them in his bosom, I impart the blessing in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.